to launch our strategic plan for the 5 years. And then, of course, we are getting, we're supposed to get some information from the different states where we established the task force at the regional level, I mean, at the state level, to see the effect of fall armyworm. But currently, with the dry season, I think the report is not indicating any serious attack.
Yes, as you said that you are launching, you're soon launching a five-year plan or a strategic plan. Can you elaborate more on that?
Well, as you might have been aware, you said the fall armyworm resistance in so many countries, including the origin, Latin America, Southern America, it is something difficult to eradicate. So at the moment, we are preparing for the long-term plan that is setting up the strategic plan for 5 years. And along it, we will be trying to see how can we put our heads together with the region as well as the continent. And this is the purpose of setting the strategic fall armyworm, for us to see how we could tackle it. The strategic plan, of course, has about 7 objectives. Objective number one is to empower farmers, to make them have the information, enough information, and then also collect information for different sites, and then also try to plan for different options of control mechanism, management mechanism, things like use of botanical, use of integrated pest management, and then others. So it's a long story. And also we want to strengthen the capacity of the plant protection units in the different states, and then also the capacity of extension delivery capacities to different states, including the partnership with our development partners.
The Council of Ministers approved money to fight fall armyworm. We would like to know whether you people received the money.
Yep, we were approved $588,000. That's by, of course, the equivalent we converted to South Sudanese. At that time, it was about 6 million. Of course, in the new budget, it has been already approved in the budget, but we are still pursuing. We have not yet received.
What can you tell us about the current status of the places that have been highly hit by this pest?
It is a dry season, and in most cases, this pest during the dry season, of course, survival will be a bit difficult. But however, there will be in some small green areas, we still expect to come. But at the moment, there is no report on infestation since this is a dead season. It is also difficult for them to survive. So the number might have been reduced, but of course, usually when the rain season comes, that's another cycle of spread, and it may also increase the number. I'm not sure of that. But we have already set some early warning system along the state, which we expect the reports by end of this month again to update us on the current status.
Authorities in Budwe State, they are saying in terms of agriculture, the region or the state could become a food exporter in the region. So how do you see that? Is there any possibility that really that one would be achieved?
Well, the Budwe State has been quite a long time. Not only Budwe State, but at that time it was by then the Western Equatoria generally.
Yes.
It was there to export food to other states. The issue at the moment is one cannot say sure, but of course we are optimistic with the coming of the peace. They will get into business, and of course they may restore their status of exporting the food to others. But of course, this one also demands a bit of support from the government as well as the development partners to give them push for that. I think all of us, including you, we can be optimistic of that state has the potential to become an exporter.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.